DearGreenville.com. I dare you.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, December the 28th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Typical Friday. Josh Williams joins us 7:25 this morning. We'll talk about the Vegas lines and the trends and what suspensions at Clemson and Alabama have meant to the line and could mean to the lines and what Vegas thinks about that. Scott Reimer of the Tiger pregame show joins us 7:45 this morning. Scott's already out in Dallas, Texas. We'll get his thoughts on the flavor, the feel, the atmosphere, the color, the pageantry, what's going on so far in Dallas, Texas. 8:05 this morning, Charlie Pellett joins us. Jigs Eat Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Charlie's going to talk a little quail hunting this morning and tell us now the deer season ends here in a couple of days about the next big event for the outdoors people. A lot to do, a lot to get into. Dan Radakovich released a statement last night saying this evening Clemson Athletics received confirmation from the NCAA suspensions for tight ends Braden Galloway, offensive lineman Zach Gilla, and defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, all three of whom are unavailable for Saturday's game against Notre Dame. The athletic department will have no further comment on this matter this evening as it considers all options, including appeals. That came out last night. Yesterday, Dexter Lawrence met with the media. We'll tell you what he said and maybe hear a little audio of what he had to say. We'll also talk about the game itself. Besides that, what does that mean? We can get into a couple of the websites had some freshman reports, some updated weights with the redshirt guys and some of those things. We'll talk about those things. There's a little talk about Tavian Feaster maybe transferring after the season. We'll get into that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit today about what to expect crowd-wise. Vivid Seats thinks it's going to be a heavy Notre Dame crowd compared to Clemson. We'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on as well. In case you missed football from yesterday, some people still working, believe it or not. Temple fell to Duke. Duke beats Temple 56-27 at the Walk-On's Independence Bowl down in Shreveport. Daniel Jones threw for 423 yards, and Duke had a nice win to finish 8-5 on the season. Temple also 8-5. Wisconsin pounded Miami 35-3. They finish 8-5. Wisconsin does, by the way. Miami at 7-6. That's the new era Pinstripe Bowl up in Yankee Stadium. We had Jonathan Taylor with 205 yards rushing in that one. And then, in case you didn't stay up late last night at the Academy Sports and Outdoor Texas Bowl in Houston, Texas, it was Baylor beating Vanderbilt 45-38. Vanderbilt finishes at 6-7. Baylor at 7-6. We have three football games today, college games today. 1:30 ESPN, Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. Is that the longest title we have? One of, at least. Auburn, a 3-point favorite at 7-5 over a 6-6 Purdue squad from Nashville. at 5:15 on ESPN today. The Camping World Stadium down in Orlando, the Camping World Bowl. Syracuse is a 2.5-point favorite, number 20 in the country at 9-3 overall, against a Will Grierless 16th-ranked West Virginia squad, 8-3. Nice Big East matchup going on there. The nightcap tonight, 24th-ranked Iowa State at 8-4, 13th-ranked Washington State at 10-2. From the Valero Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, Texas, Washington State is a 2.5-point favorite. As you know, Clemson and Notre Dame at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Alabama and Oklahoma at 8 o'clock tomorrow. There are other games. Not as interested. The New Year's Day Six Bowl sometimes present good matchups. Not sure about tomorrow's Florida and Michigan game. Two top 10 teams, but let's face it. Does anybody really think these are good football teams? South Carolina and Virginia also at noon tomorrow up in Charlotte. And Arkansas State and Nevada out in Arizona tomorrow. And then we'll get back. We'll be here Monday morning, by the way, to discuss the New Year's Eve bowls and some of the New Year's Day bowls coming up after that. College basketball last night. The only game. Creighton beat University of Missouri, Kansas City, 89-53. As teams come back from vacation, there's a few games out there going on tonight. We'll kind of tell you about the ACC stuff maybe at some point in time today. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the host of segment two coming up a little bit later in this hour. And the man that will make sure everything's running smooth, but not running smooth when it comes to streaming here. We'll tell you about that coming up in a second. Formerly Mr. Orr 24, temporarily suspended Mr. Orr 24. He's a lot like Dexter Lawrence, temporarily suspended for the rest of this year on Twitter. Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Good. But obviously, you don't do any performance enhancing.
No, I do not partake in that kind of thing.
I think it's pretty easy to tell by looking at me and you. We don't know anything about these things.
I mean, it's pretty easy to look at Dexter Lawrence there. He's, what is he, 340, 350?
Yeah.
Old boy doesn't necessarily need it, but yeah. Here we are.
Got some more hypotheses coming out about this. Yeah, just, I don't know, man. Trying to figure out what the heck happened. Talked to a lot of people yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some theories out there for you.
Well, we're going to play a little audio in segment two here and kind of run over some quotes he had yesterday during media day. He did speak. I was surprised he did.
Why?
I was surprised Clemson let him, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I felt like there was more harm than good that could have come out of that.
Do you know about this program, though? I was not shocked at all, and I was not shocked what came out of it. Because in this program, man, they're very transparent over there. They're very honest. They're up front. They're open about it. And I'll ask you, how did you think Dexter came across?
How did I think he came across? Still the same quiet guy that we've known his entire career here. Not remorseful. Confused a little bit, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of confusion. He's a little embarrassed, it feels like, just by the amount of attention that's on him specifically.
Yeah.
That's probably my two main draws from that. What about you?
Well, I agree with Larry Williams, who wrote a column on it yesterday. And Larry was there, by the way, in front of him, one of the guys holding the microphones to his face. And in it, the basic conclusion, the article says keeping it real, the basic conclusion is as he stood there in front of all these people and talked about how shocked he was about it and how at peace he was because he couldn't control anything else. It's out of his hands, but how he was eager to hear things, but really had no control over it. Larry said that he seemed very real. And that doesn't surprise me. I've only interviewed him once. That was over on a Monday when Roy was out of town or something. I took over. And that was after the Pittsburgh loss. And he was very engaging then. He came across as very believable and very real and down to earth and, you know, surprised. So, did you get any different than what Larry and I took from the words of Dexter Lawrence?
I mean, no. And again, we'll talk about it throughout the show, I'm sure. I'm sure many people will want to dive into it. And the early returns on it, there he was believable and real. But like I said, he confused as to why it's even happening. And again, he's a guy that doesn't necessarily love the spotlight on him.
Right.
And this is on a
if he did, he probably wouldn't be at Clemson.
Yeah,
So, see, that's why I wasn't surprised that he was available or he did it and he came across the way he came across. That's who he is. There was Dabo seems to be the same way. All those guys seem to be the same way. They are who they are, and they feel very comfortable with who they are through all of that. And even comfortable in these kind of games, too. So, remember when Strela always talks about, like, this is a Clemson kind of kid, you know?
Sure.
Quiet, unassuming, but very real. And one of the things I thought about yesterday leading up to was, like, what would I say? You know, like, how would I handle all this? I did read an interesting take on the subject. Let me get your thoughts on this. By the way, is that what we're doing in segment two, Dexter Lawrence stuff?
Yep.
Okay. I did get an interesting take from someone on one of the message boards last night.
Oh, you're on the message boards?
Yeah.
Dangerous place to be, buddy.
Yeah, but you still have to get the pulse.
Yeah.
But get the feeling of what's going on. And someone made a good point. You can get mad at the NCAA if you want to. But these are the rules. They had no choice. The NCAA didn't have a choice in this. It is with marijuana, there's a threshold. With other drugs, there's a threshold. And if you go above that threshold, traces can be in your system, but you're not suspended as a result of it. With a performance-enhancing drug that is on a list, there's zero tolerance. And so the NCAA, when it comes to the original. Now, you can do the appeals, and that's what Dan Radicovich said they're doing now. You can do the appeals part of this, but there's no subjectivity with it. It is a zero tolerance. If it's a zero, I saw someone say yesterday it was a .00008 that showed up on the test. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a lot or a little. They say sliver. They say trace. But that's it. That's black and white in this issue. And so you can get mad at the NCAA if you want to. That's the rules. It's like Zach Orr tries to come tell me that it shouldn't be 35 mile an hour zone right here. Well, I can't help that, bud. That's just what the rules are, 35, rather than 75, what he wants it to be. So makes sense. I mean, you get mad at the NCAA, that's their policy, and they have to uphold that policy.
It's just the rules. It's unfortunate that it's affecting you at this point in time. It's unfortunate that it's affecting you at all.
Yeah.
With them failing the B sample, if you will.
Right.
You're now looking at...
Which we all knew the B sample, they'd fail that. I mean, right.
Did we?
Yeah, because it's...
There's a lot of false hope then around Clemson, around the text line.
That was one of
Around those message boards, around social media.
Yeah, but you could tell, because he wasn't practicing all week, you could tell the staff never had any kind of hope of passing that stuff, nor did Lawrence. If he was, he'd have been practicing some.
The unfortunate thing about this, unless they can find an appeals process that works for them, you know, you're starting at a year-long suspension for these guys.
That being said, though,
the
other stuff I read, Dexter's one that affected obviously now. Stuff I'd read is like the Arizona basketball player who had the sliver, the trace in his that missed 19 games, was retested, it's out of his system, and he was reinstated, didn't miss a whole year, missed 19 games as a result.
But why was it in his system, though? Cool.
Again, we don't know those things. I have theories now.
Well, if they knew those things, that's why the only reason I'm okay with that information is if they knew how it got in there and it was a mistake and he didn't do it on purpose, he didn't take it on purpose.
Right.
They just need that stuff to be out of his system. That's one thing.
Right.
If you took it on purpose, that's an entire different thing, and I don't think they would be as willing to bring it back as soon as it's out of your system.
Yeah.
You know?
Just in hearing him and you'll hear from him later in this hour, So I hadn't changed my routine up. Since I had that surgery, I've basically taken the same supplements and the same diet and the same everything else. I hadn't changed anything about my routine. So one of the theories that's out there now, we'll talk about it as the show goes on, is that all three of these guys had a bone-related surgery, right? Do we know that Zach Gila had a bone-related surgery?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the common denominator through that is that they were given something or they took something. Either they were given to them or they took it on their own that has something to do with the recovery from a bone surgery, and Dexter's was over a year ago. So has he been taking it for a year? Did he was he tested for this all year long? They test 3 to 4 times a year. Did they just not test for this one? Has he always had it in the system, and how long has it stayed in the system? That kind of stuff. There's all kinds of questions that I'm sure they're getting to the bottom of now, but does that make more sense now that, and I think you might have said it yesterday, this was an operation procedure related issue more than anything else. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, I just was trying to connect some dots at some point yesterday, and we were trying to do that for the days since that this news has broke.
Yeah.
And for me, and you know, I've had conversations off the air and with people that are, you know, fans of the program or even involved with the program, it's something that's a common denominator that you cannot ignore, that all three of these guys have had similar procedures, and all three of them obviously are suspended for this game for the same drug. It adds up to too much of a coincidence there.
And we'll continue to talk about the next segment. It just baffles my mind, and life's not fair, but that basketball players can get paid $150,000 by illegally taking $150,000 to go play. These guys have a surgery, given a supplement to take as a part of a surgery, as part of recovery, without knowing it. And without, obviously they wouldn't be given that had they known stuff was in there, and all of a sudden now they don't get to play. Life's not fair.
That stinks, and I understand it, but at the same time, it's completely different, right? You're taking money as compared to performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
And we can't paint them still to this moment. We can't paint them the picture of, well, they were given it and they had no idea.
Yeah.
There's still a chance that these guys did this on purpose and messed up.
But that's not what Dexter said yesterday.
You can take him for his word, and you could not take him for his word. At the end of the day, he's still suspended by the NCAA, and he cannot play in the Cotton Bowl tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
But did he look like he believed in what he was saying yesterday?
Yeah, of course he did. Are we looking too much through orange-colored glasses at it? This is embarrassing, man. I have ESPN on this morning. ESPN, SportsCenter, they're doing live reports from the Cotton Bowl. And we're talking about Dexter Lawrence and these three guys being suspended for drugs. They got what this thing is, the definition of it up on the screen. They got all that kind of stuff. That's embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing for the program at all.
Oh, it's a what?
I don't think so at all.
It's not embarrassing that you have three guys suspended for performance-enhancing drugs while you're about to play the Cotton Bowl against one of the most notable programs in the country?
No, not at all. Like, not from what I understand about how much is in their system and why they took it or whatever they had in it. It's a trace, man. It's not like, again, I don't find it that way at all. Maybe I'm just the most biased cat in the world. I don't see this as embarrassing. And I don't think Clemson fans are embarrassed by it. The message boards don't look like it. The phone calls look like it. The texts don't look like it. It looks like, I think this is these guys were shocked and surprised, and Dabo Swinney standing behind these guys. I don't find that. I don't think people are embarrassed by it at all. You're the first one I've ever heard anybody say about how embarrassing it is. I don't think Clemson fans feel that embarrassed by this at all.
They don't feel embarrassed by the fact that three members of their program that has been
I've not heard that word.
The epitome of clean, the epitome of the gold standard in college football is tainted now because there's a scandal out there where you have three guys suspended for a bowl game.
I don't even think it's a scandal. I think Clemson fans feel like that these guys took something that they didn't know was wrong at all. That's not embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying, though. How does this happen? How does this happen? Why did this happen? Why is this happening before the biggest game you're going to play all season so far? That's embarrassing stuff. It's on a national scale. ESPN SportsCenter that everybody in the whole country, the whole world watches, is showing this and talking about your program.
But when ESPN talks about it, they're not saying that this is an embarrassment for Clemson. They're saying, got a trace. They don't know how I got there. They're presenting a side that seems pretty doggone real to what everybody else says.
I'm not saying that they cheated and they did this and they're horrible people. I'm saying we need to wait and figure out what we talked about this yesterday. Wait and figure out all these facts in the matter and see what happens. Dexter can come out and say whatever he wants to say and proclaim his innocence, and I'm inclined to believe him. But at the end of the day, it doesn't look good on the national stage that you got three guys suspended for performance enhancing drugs. That's what it is.
In all of the coverage I've seen, I don't think ESPN has painted it that way. I don't think any of the articles, I don't think Dan Wolken or Yahoo Sports or CBS Sports, I don't think anybody's painting this as some sort of scandal and embarrassment for Clemson's football program. I haven't seen anybody, any take, any text, any tweet outside of a Gamecock fan, you know, the partisan part of it. I don't think I don't think any Clemson people feel embarrassed by it. I hadn't even heard that word, hadn't even heard that, but I think shocked. I think confused.
Sure, and there's shock and confusion, and then there's anger from people who even talk about it. Like, Zach sounded like a Gamecock this morning, which is starting to be the norm. Zach, sounded like a child. You should be embarrassed right now. I mean, just you're having a different point of view on this, try to talk about all sides and understand what is happening with this program and on a national perceived scale. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But again, I think there is something where you have presented in a way that I hadn't heard anybody present it. And I don't think no one that I've talked to heard from. Dabo didn't sound embarrassed. I don't think Dexter Lawrence sounded embarrassed. I don't think that I hadn't heard any Clemson fan talk about how they feel embarrassed through any of it. Anyway, we'll talk. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Dexter Lawrence's comments. Also read you again what Dan Radakovich had to say about this. Hey, I had a very interesting email from our friends over at Engineer Sleep yesterday. Want to remind you that if you are an employee at Michelin, ScanSource, Greenville Health Systems, Bond Secure, or Floor, then you are eligible for huge discounts when it comes to Engineer Sleep and their mattresses. Here's the thing about mattresses. We don't know that how to shop for a mattress. You know how to shop for a mattress, Zach?
Engineer Sleep.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, you don't know. I don't know what to look for. When I went over there, I didn't know the ins and outs of it. I didn't know how things work. I didn't know some of the scams that other people do on it. So they ran me through all this and showed me everything for this, and they really showed me what to look for in mattresses. Get a local mattress. Get it made right here for you at Engineer Sleep. And you can order them online, too. They've got great stuff online, engineersleep.com. Call them today, 630-5206. Our great friends at Engineer Sleep, Congaree Road over in Greenville, engineersleep.com. Segment two with Zach Cole right after this.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. 4 huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Why do I shop at Ingles? It's the savings, of course. Assorted bone-in pork chops or loin-in pork chops, $1.78 a pound. Fresh bunch collard greens, 2 for $5. 1-pound bags of Laurel Inn dry black-eyed peas, 10 for $10, with your Ingles Advantage card. Happy New Year from Ingles. Why do I shop at Ingles? It's the savings, of course. USDA Choice whole beef tenderloin, $11.98 a pound. 5-pound box of sweet clementines, just $5.98. And Doritos tortilla chips, just $1.98 each, with your Ingles Advantage card. Happy New Year from Ingles.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
For over 30 years, Isuzu has delivered the best-selling low-cab forward truck. Whether it's delivery, service, maintenance, or construction, an N-Series gas or diesel Isuzu from Christopher Trucks is one of the most maneuverable vehicles on the road. You can lease or purchase an Isuzu truck and get class-leading fuel economy and engine life of up to 375,000 miles. See the complete line of Isuzu trucks at Christopher Trucks, Whitehorse Road at I-85, 269-2131, and online at ChristopherTrucks.com.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. When I say fix it, I mean fix foundation repairs, bowing foundation walls, foundation settlements, tilting chimneys, sticking doors and windows, tilting or leaning walls. Let them come in and take care of it for you. They're going to give you a free quote. Can't beat that. Maybe you don't have any issues. Maybe you have permanent major issues. Let them permanently repair this. They have quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation issue you may have. To find out more, go to CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Obviously, the story of the day and the story of the last couple of days and seemingly the story of the bowl game is going to be Dexter Lawrence not playing in this bowl game. We started the show talking about it this morning, and yesterday Dexter was kind enough to go out and speak with the media. This was before, of course, the B-sample results were given back to Clemson and confirmed that they were all still testing positive for the illegally and banned substance in the United States of America. Dexter talked yesterday about him being at peace. He has no control over what the sample result will be. He's here to support his teammates. Mickey mentioned he was on a strict routine. He's confused, mind-boggled. Honestly, he doesn't know. Thought it was a joke when the coach called him. All this kind of stuff. We're going to let you listen to a little bit of audio from Dexter this morning. Maybe play a couple minutes of it and then kind of digest and talk about what he had to say yesterday. It's a little tough to hear the questions that are being asked, but you can hear Dexter pretty easily and kind of make out what the questions are saying by his answers.
Honestly, no. I have to say, I stick to a strict routine. Nothing has changed. I'm confused. I'm mind boggled. I just honestly don't know.
Are you still somewhat in a state of shock, or is this all completely settled in? What's going on?
When Coach Sweeney called me, I was in shock. I was looking at my phone like, are you crazy? Like, what's wrong with you for asking me something like that? And then next thing you know, he told me I test positive for something I never heard of or know where to get it. So at first I was shocked, but, you know, talking over with my mom, you know, praying about it, you know, talking over with coaches and staff here, you know, I came to more peace.
How does something like this happen?
No idea. Just like like Coach Sweeney said, it could have came from anything. Energy drinks, hair products, just anything. You know, I really don't know where it came from. So.
How many people were tested?
A lot of people were tested, but us three only people that tested positive. So we all don't know. We all just
here. I don't know.
Is there anything in common between you and the other two guys as far as, you know, drinks you had or things of that nature? Products?
No, the only thing common is we got a little locker code. We're in the same locker code. That's about all. We don't really hang around each other that much. Like, that's.
What is your response to the critics that say there's no way you didn't know what went into your body?
My answer is what I said earlier. I have too much pride in myself. I love my team and my family too much to do an act like that. I'm not the type of guy to put that in my body. I don't even know how to put that. I don't know what I would use it for. I'm young, you know, I'm still moving and going, but, you know, that would be my answer to them.
Have you heard anything on when the B sample might come back?
They said sometime today. Yeah.
Legal representation.
Right now, no. I don't have any legal representation. I'm just here to support the team and, you know, keep the mental right. So,
Dexter, what has it meant to you that coach has had your back and all your teammates have had your back?
It means a great. You just see how close and close-knit this team is. And, you know, Coach Sweeney is a player coach, so, you know, he trusts me. He trusts all the guys. You know, he listened to us, and he know that I'm the type of guy not to do anything like that, or the other two guys the type of guys not to do anything like that. Like, it, you know, it just doesn't make any sense, and we all trying to figure it out, but, you know, we just don't know how it got there or where it came from.
Have they told you if the B-sample does come back positive, you know, what's the next step, and what is that like?
Well, the next step that we discussed that I won't be able to play in the game, and, you know, there's a appeal process or something like that, but we just hoping that it doesn't come back positive.
So, thoughts on those comments from Dexter Lawrence so far, Mickey?
He seems like he has no idea. I find him believable. You know, I watch a lot of these shows. I watched Live PD, right? And the first guy comes out and he goes, I didn't hit her. And the wife comes out and said, he beat me. And the cop says, well, there's usually three sides of everything. What he said, what she said, and the truth.
Sure.
In most of those, I can tell you who's telling the truth. You know, if you watch Live PD, you watch any stuff, you watch any shows and stuff. I mean, you can tell who's telling the truth or not. Maybe this kid is the best actor. Maybe he is a scumbag that's a drug PD fiend that takes them all. I don't get that sense.
No, I don't either.
I don't get the sense that he feels like he's done anything wrong, that knew anything was wrong, that has changed anything that he has done. So you agree with me on that?
Yes, from his interview yesterday and the quotes that we've read out and the ones that he just offered up, he doesn't know a lot about it. He's confused by the process. He's not sure why he's there. He doesn't get it, and I don't get why he's there. It just doesn't make a lot of sense for this individual to be there.
Because you have pointed out a different side than the way I feel about it earlier. In your mind, how many different scenarios out there of how these three had this in their body? How many different scenarios could there be possibilities?
Different scenarios?
Yeah.
There's the they were taking something on their own just to feel better. They're in that cubby hole. They've all had the surgery, as you just talked about. Hey, buddy, this will help get you better, whatever it is. There's the scenario for me. I mean, it is a scenario, but there's one. It's not that it's realistic to me. I don't think anybody over at the university gave them anything. I don't believe that they would put their jobs in jeopardy like that and represent the university on that stage, but it's still a scenario. There's a scenario that they knew what they were doing was wrong, and they did this. I don't believe that one. I tend to lean towards they took something, they were told to take something, or they heard about something, and it turned out to be a mistake, and there was something in it that they weren't aware of. That's what I'm leaning towards. So it's maybe three scenarios, two, maybe three.
So the most likely one for you is that these guys went out on their own, and they took something without knowing that it's in there, or they knew that it was in there?
Without knowing it was in there.
Because it's not on the label, or because they didn't research it?
I mean, those kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
No.
As we pointed out yesterday, I did point out yesterday, they do go hand in hand.
Well,
because we looked at those names for the Osterine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see that, would you not be inclined to research what it is?
But also on one of those articles that we read, that they are just omitted, that it doesn't have to say MK2866 or GTX024, that sometimes they're just simply omitted.
I don't remember reading that on the USADA website.
On one of those they did. And the same thing with the cross-contamination with the salt tablet deal in there. So in your mind, the most likely scenario is they went out and took something on their own and they didn't research it enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe so.
For you? I'm not buying shampoos.
No.
Or lotions.
No, I don't think that either. I was thinking that someone had told them about a supplement and someone had misguided them into thinking that was legal.
Sure.
Like you and I talked about yesterday, and we got text and emails about and tweets about yesterday. You didn't see Twitter yesterday, did you?
No, of course not.
That a lot of people had different thoughts about people putting something in a drink or something like that. My wife and I talked about it yesterday. If it doesn't say it on the label, and she's pregnant, and it doesn't say alcohol on the label, and she drinks alcohol, and we have fetal alcohol syndrome poison from our babies, then I am absolutely irate that's not labeled correctly through some of that. I think that can happen. To be honest with you, I still don't know. I wouldn't gamble. If someone said, hey, Mickey, in Vegas, you can bet on this. Like, what do you think happened? I wouldn't bet a dollar on anything that I could actually figure out what happened. I think we will find out one day, though. You think that?
Do you think we find out one day what actually happened with mm-hmm. this?
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's because Clemson is investigating this. That's another thing that kind of hits me, is that Dan Radakovich and Graham Neff and Dabo Sweeney and the athletic department, who fought for the B sample, who asked for it, who are, as Radakovich said last night, are going to an appeals process. I think they're believing these kids. I think they believe these players don't know what happened. And there's enough evidence of the people who've had it in the past, who got caught for in the past, that there's that have been vindicated in the past. There's enough of a sample for that makes me really, really, really wonder. And Dabo talked about it before. There is a fairly significant amount of people who have been suspended in the past who have been vindicated from that suspension, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The numbers point to that.
Right. So,
and I think at the same time, it's okay to support the program, support these three guys, and want to know the truth at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I'd think that. I think most Clemson people want to know the truth. I think most Clemson people wouldn't mind changing their mind if we found out that, man, these guys knew they were doing something, they took it, and they lied about it afterwards. I think that people could very easily change their mind and go, man, you know what? They fooled us. They tricked us. They lied to us. And, boy, we're disappointed how it's handled.
Yep.
At this point in time, though, after hearing that, after knowing him a little tiny bit, after knowing Dabo Sweeney very well, knowing Dan Radakovich pretty well, and knowing what this program is about, and all of the checks and balances they have over there with all their departments over there, all their nutritionists, all their strength and conditioning guys, all their medical team, all their training staff, and all the medical staff that's over there, I think that these guys believe these kids don't think they did anything wrong and got caught in something that they didn't know they were doing, and somehow that they don't think the punishment fits the crime. You agree with that?
That's what you believe. I believe that you can believe that, and I'm inclined to agree with you, but I'm hesitant to completely jump into that without having bit of the facts.
Much like we did with Urban Meyer, we can come back and change our mind at a certain time.
Sure.
And I don't think Clemson fans are above that.
But it's different when it's your program, right? It's different
Clemson fans.
It's your alma mater. It's the place that you
live. I'll tell you this.
And work in every day.
I was around during probation times.
I was not.
And when Clemson got caught for cheating, you'll still have a few people that go, well, I mean, if you didn't do it, you weren't going to win. And that's true. I mean, it was a different time, different place then, no doubt. But anytime that Clemson does anything wrong, yeah, you know, you can see the obvious pass interference call. That's a bad call. Well, it's obvious. Oh, okay, I was wrong about that. I don't think that most fans, most rational fans, would have any problem thinking that if it came back and these guys were lied about knowingly taking stuff and lied about taking performance-enhancing drugs, they would say, man, you know, we were wrong about Dexter. We were wrong about Zach. We were wrong about Braden. These guys, they weren't who they thought they were, and we changed our mind about it. I don't think people have a problem with that. I don't think they're so blindly loyal to Clemson that they can't do that.
I guess we just deal with a couple of those guys in the text line from time to time.
That's not the real world. You know that. That's not the real world. The people that you see, the people that are level-headed and, you know, through all that. I deal with a little bit different personnel than that. Anyway. All right, we're going to need to take a break. I enjoyed segment number two. We'll come back. Joe and Delvin will hold. Hang on, coming straight to you. Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. At Katichi right now, 2019 is going to be their best year ever. Planning weddings. Think about this. This is one of the most beautiful wedding venues that I have ever seen. Out there on the veranda, they can host hundreds of people at your wedding. They have some accommodations for, you know, people staying there. We have folks that are coming to they're going to do a bachelor kind of party. They're play golf and stay and eat, and that's going to be great. Some friends of ours are doing that next year. It's a really cool idea. If you've never been to the property, you're going to love it. Am I seeing highs in the 60s next week?
60s today.
Yeah, it rained today.
Ugh.
But I mean, get out there. Enjoy it. Go by and see them. Host your business outings there. It's a great place between Atlanta and Charlotte. It's a great place between Clemson and Athens. Kind of a central location there over at Katichi in Hartwell, Georgia. I always enjoy my time there. Great lessons, golf, a good golf outing, a great place to host a tournament, corporate event. Go by and see your friends. A fundraiser. Go by and see your friends at Katichi. CATEECHEE. com. When we return, we'll open up phone lines, two open phone line segments before three straight guests when you come back after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Holiday season is approaching, and Black Smokehouse and Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages for your holiday party, family gathering, work event, or celebration. Take the stress out of planning and call Black Smokehouse. Let them host your party with seating for up to 60 people. Host in-house or get a catering package to go. Call 784-4599 to book your party. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. 4 huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Happy holidays from TNT Sports. We are offering a deal for new clients that you don't want to miss. This offer for baseball and softball players includes 10 half-hour lessons with Jay to develop your skill set and 10 speed and agility sessions with Jodon. This $800 value is yours for the very low cost of $399. You heard that right. Only $399. Take advantage before the special ends on January 5th. Call today, 864-710-9259. That's 864-710-9259.
Hey everyone, my name is Ben. I'm a personal trainer at Gold's Gym in Cherrydale in Greenville. Here to talk to you today about Optinos. It's a nitric oxide booster, all natural, clinically tested. I'm taking it. My clients have been taking it, seeing incredible results. Increases in your leg press, arm size, your bench press. You need to get your own bottle today. It's good for increasing your recovery, your endurance, and making sure that you have better lean muscle gains. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Get your bottle today.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Hey, Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-503-353-503. These people want to help you if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or a handyman. I want to help you if you're a homeowner, because Wes is amazing at building cabinets. We're going to do this in our garage. We're going to do this in our living room now. We've already have them in our mud room, our laundry room, our bathrooms, our bedrooms, our closets. But Wes is going to come in and work even more magic. We're going to watch the cabinet smith come in and do it again. This is awesome. Creating some space and some beautiful space. He did an awesome job with in our kitchen of creating space. And really over in our living room too. Really, really cool stuff. Get in touch with him. He's the best in the business. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com, 353-5053. Joe is in our nation's capital. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Man, what's going on, Mickey, baby?
Doing good, man. Getting ready. Going to take a little flight to Dallas after the show and hopefully get out and see Tigers play well tomorrow.
Yeah, man, I finally got got the news last night. These are the facts that I believe that's going on here. First, if it wasn't Dexter Lawrence a part of this story, it wouldn't be that big if it was another rotational player. So because it's Dexter Lawrence, it's a big story. That's the first thing. The second thing is he said that he didn't do anything different. I don't believe that. I believe that he did do something out of what he normally does do. Now, he may not want to admit it to the media, but he did something that he shouldn't have been doing. The third thing is, this is not his first go-around going into the playoffs. This is third year. They test every year, so he knows what goes on. This is not their first time doing it. And eventually, the story will come out. He has to own it because it's him, period. He did something that he wasn't supposed to do, and he wasn't able to get out of the system. Whatever it was, he wasn't able to get out of the system. It's an underbelly lining of what these college players do. Some of them smoke weed, do all kind of stuff, and they know how to flush the stuff out their system before they take a piss test, and sometimes you get caught. But he did not do his normal routine, or he wouldn't be in the position that he's in right now. Going further, all I want to know is, if we beat Notre Dame, will he be eligible for the championship game? Because this game is done, so it really don't matter. Will he be able to, will the appeal process take effect before next Monday?
It is my understanding that right now he is suspended through the end of the season and beyond. Now, it is also my understanding Dan Radakovich did say last night. Let me read the exact quote to you because I don't want to mislead anything here. Because again, this is certain people see certain things and read it a certain way. Zach and I just read something from Alabama during the break. We can't agree on what it said. What Dan Radakovich said last night was that the athletic department will have no further comment on this matter this evening as it considers all of our options, including appeals. So it sounds like that an appeals option is out there now and something they're considering. Now, they didn't say they were going to appeal, but it said they are considering all their options, including appeals.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah. I mean, I know the NCAA don't move fast. So, you know, they take their time in doing things. So that's what I was asking.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I agree with you. We will find out one day what exactly happened. And I'm very interested in seeing what it is, no doubt.
Yeah, man, I think we'll take care of business. You know, it's enough guys on the team to handle it. You just don't want guys to overdue. Try to cover up for somebody else.
True.
And mess up their own job. Do your job and let everybody do what they're supposed to do and let Brent Venables do what he do. He's going to earn his money this year.
Yep.
Brent Venables is going to earn his money the next 2 weeks. All the money he got, one of the top paid assistant coaches in the country, he's going to earn his money starting tomorrow night.
Great point.
And I want to see him do it.
Great point, Joe. Hey, man, I'm glad you're safe back in D.C. Let's talk Monday about the national championship game the following week.
Hey, yeah, safe travels.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Let me get Delvin in before the top of the hour. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Oh, let's just get it. Go ahead. That's the last time I'm playing. Albert Huggins is gonna play tomorrow. I don't put the bond when he got suspended. I said it's next man up. So Albert Huggins, Jordan Williams, and now it's gonna be playing. My kid, you know, I was calling you every Friday. What's gonna be the key for Clemson to get the win tomorrow? What Deshaun's out.
Yeah, now this changes things a little bit, and I don't think Clemson wants to play 85 plays on defense and having to play Jordan Williams 35 plays on defense now, because he's the guy who definitely gets more snaps now. Obviously, Huggins gets more snaps. I think they trust Huggins. I think they trust Pinckney and trust Jordan Williams. But with that said, I don't think Clemson wants to get, you know, 85 snaps on defense. They didn't want that with Dexter Lawrence either, by the way. But so, you know, getting Notre Dame off the field, I think obviously third down conversions will be a major part of this defense, getting off the field on third down. I think that Ian Book, like every quarterback that God ever created, Ian Book does not feel very comfortable with pressure. And one of the things that Brent Venables is great at is drawing up exotic blitzes. One of the things that Brent Venables is great at is coming up with a different game plan than what was perceived. It was this time 2 years ago that we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and we watched Clemson shut out Ohio State, and everybody had thought, but now they're going to come after Barrett, and they're going to pressure him, and they're going to sack. They didn't blitz. They stayed in the zone. They kept everything in front of them, and they kept Ohio State off the scoreboard, and it was a completely shocking defensive package from Brent Venables, completely different than what we would have thought we would have seen with him. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see some different wrinkles tomorrow, but I think that's going to be pressure in Ian Book. I think the team that runs the ball better, pressure release plays with screens, quick throws, and can keep the defense off of their quarterback wins this game, because the quarterback's going to – I think both quarterbacks, if given time, will play well. But you've got to be able to do that by taking pressure off of them by doing other things.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. And don't forget, like you said about Albert Huggins, he can put Albert Huggins some ball. Any other defensive line, he'll be starting right now. And yeah. I think everybody talking about, oh, Notre Dame playing with a triple on the shoulder, they're underdog. I think Albert Huggins playing with a triple on the shoulder too, because everybody's saying, man, Clemson ain't nothing without Deshaun. You think he ain't hearing that? You think his teammates are telling him that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Now, look, I remember the 1978 Orange Bowl, maybe. 1978 Orange Bowl. Lou Holtz took an Arkansas team playing Oklahoma. Oklahoma was the best team in the country, one of the best teams in the country. And Arkansas had to suspend like five of its best players. And it was about a 20-point line in the game, and Arkansas beat the pants off of Oklahoma that night because it was a us-versus-them mentality that they found a way to rally the troops and play for the guys, and Arkansas put it all over Oklahoma that night. So sometimes you could turn this into we're going to play hard for the guys and rally the troops a little bit.
Yeah, well, thanks for my call.
Thank you, Dev. I appreciate the phone call. Trail, TREHEL.com. Get in touch with Trail, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Here's the thing about Trail. You hear me talk about them all the time. If you're an architect, they team with architects out there as well. I don't want to make it sound like they don't. They can deal with architects, and they can deal with your architect, and they do that. Matter of fact, they deal with many, many architects. Now, again, we talk about the single source delivery and the master builder approach, but they can do it a bunch of different delivery methods, a bunch of different ways. If you already have one picked out, if you're an architect in town, you never worked with Trail, reach out to them and see if this thing works for you. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I will tell you, like I tell everybody when I mention Trail, they will exceed your expectations. If they don't, they have failed. It is a different way to build. It is a different company. It's all about relationships. You're going to love the relationships and the building you get on time and on budget. Hour number two right after this.